The following is a room conversation recorded August 24th, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
There are selected this morning.
Yes, these two were the head of the Marwari community. They don't know how to live. They live in these slums, which we saw today. They live all around that area. They are crorepatis. They have crores of rupees.
And to lead very gorgeously is not good.
But even their houses are not so clean, shabby.
And Hindus are not, you cannot say that they are clean. I have seen in Bombay, it is the poorest man, his house, and a Parsi gentleman here, kitchen house. The Parsi skin is so nasty. And here you see the poor man, how they meet their utensil, how much clean. I had been in Parsi kitchen. All the pots black. Nothing is clean. For eating they use this
glass
china.
Yes.
So a cleaner and clean cannot be understood. Simply wash. Or so far the cooking pot. All in our also. When it is handled by this European and the world, the black, down it is black. That should not be black, it must be clean.
By the heat with these woods, it brings up a lot of...
But it must be clean, daily.
It should not come on your finger if you touch it. That black thing.
Not even you cannot see black, any black spot. Then it is clean. Otherwise it is not clean. If there is a single black spot, it is not clean. You can see from this poor person how their intentions are clean. Before taking water, he jug the water pot. He likes to drink water. In our school days, there are sweepers, there are different quarters. So you like to sit down. So clean. The sweeper, cleansing the toilet.
Bangi.
But when you come to his house, the living quarters, all is so clean. The bed, the room, the utensils, and they also will take rice, bath, then they will eat. That is the Hindu culture. Very super class, dress class. And I have seen one super class where in Araba, liberal university, this regular university. They take an initiation from the Vrindavan Goswami. And they follow strict rules and the rules. Cleanliness is very essential. In English also it is said, cleanliness is left to godliness. Everything, especially temple, is the attraction. And we are singing there, Sri Vigrahara Dhana Nityanana, Singhalatana Mandira Marjanadi. So Mandira Marjan, Marjan means cleaning. Want of cleanliness means laziness. If we are lazy, we cannot keep clean. Let me see what we can. That is more of ignorance. Come over. We have to conquer our Rajagun Tamagun, Tato Rajas Tamo Bhava. We are the then question of coming to the platform. Suddha, Sadhu. Sattanga, Visuddhanga, Vasudeva, Sadhu. The Western world is very busy manufacturing this machine. They are thinking this is advancement of
technology.
That is not.
We can't see any use for philosophy and finance.
They do not know what is wrong.
They don't know what the point of it is.
They do not know what is missing. Why the body is useless. Do not cultivate. Most important thing they do not cultivate. This man was so important, 1 second before, now his whole body is useless. It has been thrown out. They do not give attention to this, how it becomes. The second before, he was Mr. Churchill or Mr. Such and such very important man, and all men find respect. They go. And now it is useless. If somebody kicks on his face, nobody will say. Out of sentiment they protest, but the man will not protest.
Just stick him in the ground. Put him in a box.
Why this happened? This why question does not come. They are so dull.
Yeah.
What that thing missing? And these rascal scientists will theorize, the blood becomes white, this becomes black, that becomes black. And do it. If the blood has become white, they make it red, make some color, a chemical, and bring it to life. No, the life-giving substance is lost. Oh, life itself is not lost. So many germs are coming. Why did he say the life-giving substance is lost? Is it there? They do not consider that. If matter is life-giving substance, matter is there. Decomposed matter is also matter. It's like stool, a decomposed remnants of foodstuff. But that is also matter. Stool is also matter. The same city of the mountain form is there, the earth is there, the water is there, the heat is there. But it is not there. And actually you see from these matters, from the stool, so many walls are coming out. How do you say that the life-giving matter is missing? That we cannot explain it still, there is not except that the soul is gone. That individual soul is gone. This is very interesting.
Let's say there are 100 leprosy cases. There are 1,000 orphans. The we put them there, give them food, and make them pray to Krishna.
You are their mistress. That if you have to arrest in Krishna Bhakti, why you go to the lepers?
No, they are come there. They are all there in the temple. They are not allowing others to pray properly. They are all 1,000 in the past.
We have no objection. That is, because our temple is Krishna Bhakti Nitya Simple. So Krishna Bhakti is there in everywhere. So lepar or non lepar. That's right, our Vivekananda.
Yes.
He took up Darjana.
Yes.
And this is an abstract proposition. Narayan is never Darjana. But if you put this argument, then Narayan is everywhere. So if Narayan is everywhere, why you take up only Darjana Narayan? Why not Dhani Narayan? If you have got so broad vision, that Narayan is everywhere, that's how we see everyone. So why you particularly take this Arjuna? Similarly, Krishna Bhakti is everywhere. It is in the leper as non-leper. So why should we take particularly the leper? So that is outwardly, social certainly that they are taking care of the leper. So, if that vision, it will not be right. Krishna Bhakti even requires, even a kormi, like big owner of factories, he is more diseased than the leper. Because he has no Krishna Bhakti. So we have to take care of the leper and the richest man also, if he has no Krishna.
That also.
No, therefore we should not make any distinction. That only the leper will be taken care.
Okay. The Mukti Yogi is a rich man or somebody, comes, prays.
Everyone is more than leper.
He takes the prasad in the temple, he goes, but this man is not allowed, he can't come. Therefore God goes.
We have to take. You cannot manufacture where God goes. You should have to take lesson from God. That is one thing. If we manufacture ideas, that will never be successful. Don't manufacture ideas. If you want to be servant of God, you must take instruction from God. That is one thing. He cannot manufacture ideas that God wants it. So, first of all, try to understand what is God's mission. God's mission is, it is clearly, dadadadayu dharma, sabdhani. So, more or less, everyone is entangled with this grani bhava. The manufacturer. Just like the Jaini God was. This is a granny dharma. And Krishna says, Sarvadharma and Purushottama Bhava Pancharma. And Krishna clearly says, Kamas Prasya Hitam Jnana Jajante Annadevata. So, if you one particular is, people are giving in good faith, Balaji, Krishna, that would say, hard-earned money, whatever, we are giving some jagya, that is one. Jagya, sakan, man, matru, lopan, tan, man. But that money should not be utilized for any other purpose except jagya. First of all, you have to decide like that. Then we can give you direction. First of all, you have to decide that this money, not a single farthing should be spent for any other purpose than performing yoga. then we can give you right behavior. And if we have planned to utilize this money for any other purpose, that is Lord Krishna's mission, that is your mission. So, first of all, you have to decide whether you are going to execute Krishna's mission or your mission. Krishna's mission is very clearly defined. It is there, everything is declared there in the Bhagavad Gita. You can do it very nicely. But if you want to do any other mission, then you can do. You are government, you are in power, you can do that. But that will not be pleasing to this person. He has got a mission. That is stated. Dharmasaglanimu. So any dharma, so-called dharma, which does not awaken the Krishna consciousness, is glani. Krishna does not want that. So if against the will of Krishna, against the nature of Krishna, if you want to do something, you can do it. People are doing so many things. But that is also mentioned by Krishna. Huh?
Did you say Jnana Master?
No. That one verse is that one does not. Krishna's mission is the surrender. Now who does not surrender? That is stated by Krishna. Namaṁ duṣkita na mūhā prapadvam te na rāma. Anyone who does not surrender to Krishna, he must be duped. Either duskitana, muha, narahama, mayavahuitabhyana, hasurihava. We do that. Anyone who does not surrender to Krishna, he must be duped. And for them, what is that? Tanaham visatat kulaṁ sivāti agaswāṁ. Find out this verse. Tanaham visatat kulaṁ. If anyone is envious of Krishna, then what is his punishment?
Tanaham visatat kulaṁ samsāreṣu narādhamāṁ sipāṁ yajasyam asubhāṁ āsurīṣu eva jonīṣu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life.
The next one.
Asurin joni mapana muto janmani janmani mama prapyai vakanteya sato jantya damangatim. Attaining repeated birth amongst the species of demoniac life, such persons can never approach me. Gradually they sink down to the most abominable type of existence.
So this is my request, that our money, there is nothing our money, everything Krishna. But we are thinking, because we are asuri. So, asuras think like that. That's like concept. Hiranyakashipu, Rama. What is Rama? That is asuri. They think like that. And that is asuri. But otherwise, Ishava Asuridam Sadmam, everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, Jagga is advised. The sooner you hand over Krishna's property to Krishna, it is good.
Swamiji, we are karma yogi. We start the day with surrendering to God and asking Him to show us the way. You are not yogi.
That is karma yogi. Why you should take Krishna's money for karma?
For what?
That is the...
It's not you. As you correctly say, that's the only issue. There will be different...
First thing that if you decide that Krishna's money should be utilized for Krishna's mission, so Krishna's mission is this, that sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. You have to bring them to the sense of the Krishna. And there is a process. You cannot manufacture that process. You have to take the process from Krishna. That Krishna says, Manmana Bhavaman Bhakta Madhyari Man Namaste. Also, you have to teach people how he can think of Krishna, Manmana. Then the mission is there. That is Krishna. Satatam kirtayantam maam jatantat chadirantata namastam tatsamam bhakya nitra nitra upasana. You have to teach them like that. Satatam kirtayantam, as we are doing, and all is chanting Hare Krishna. So if you manufacture in your own way, that you can do. Tathāsu vidhimu siddhya vasvate kāma kāla na siddhim bhavāna. That is very successful. If you have to execute the vision of Krishna, you have to take instruction of Krishna and do it rigidly, then it is. Krishna's mission is that one must know Krishna and send the truth. This is his mission. Krishna does not say that by karma yoga one can understand. Krishna says, bhakta maam vijanati, javan jastami. He cannot say, we are karma yogi. Karma yogi is the third class. He is karmi, a little miscarried yoga. Adulthood. Jnana-yogi, he is not a bhakta, he is jnani, but just to bring him gradually a little bhakti. And the real bhakti is anna-vilasita-sunnam jnana-karma-anabhritam. When it will be stintless of any karma and jnana, then it is pure. That is Krishna Krishna. Sarva dharma parityajya. Not mixed up with jnana, karma, growth. Otherwise, how Krishna says, bhakta maam. He could have said anywhere, as this rascal said, anywhere go, you will get Krishna. And that Krishna does not say. Krishna says, bhakta maam jnana, javana jnana, tapa. Manusaram says, Kosti Vesima Sattva. Janma Karma Dibbam Yujyanati Sattva. So that Sattva Bhaktyavam Abhijana Javana Dashyani Sattva. So we have to take this. He manifested in your own way and he said he will carry out the mission of Krishna, that is somebody. He has to tell you lessons from this. That is what he said. Karma yogi is for the third class. They are addicted to karma. A little bit. That is not pure. Jnana karma is anabhritam. When there is not a tinge of karma and jnana, that is pure. That is the condition. So everything is there, direction is there. We can guide you, but not all according to our whim, but according to Shastra. If you really give it to accept, then you can also cooperate. But if you manufacture your own way, then how you can do it?